This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salamun salamun salam, salamun 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 salam, salamun 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 salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillah wa shukrulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbatihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila yawmil liqa' wa ba'd. My brother, if you look around yourselves, you sit in a very simple and humble gathering. And there are other gatherings that are much more grand than this. It will be held in expensive hotels. It will be held in posh and with a lot of pomp and ceremony. And being humans, we see the exterior and we forget the interior. And I want to just mention a hadith with yourselves today, inshallah, so that you get a glimpse of the value of the gathering of ilm, or of the value of the gathering in which Allah and His Prophet mentioned. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma min qawmin ijtama'u yadhkuruna Allah 'azza wa jalla la yuriduna bidhalika illa wajha illa nadahum munadin min as-sama' an qumu maghfuran lakum qad buddilat sayyi'atukum hasanatun." You will never find a gathering in which people have gathered solely for the pleasure of Allah, seeking nothing but the face of Allah, as in seeking nothing but the pleasure of Allah. Except that when the gathering finishes, a caller calls out from the heavens that, "Rise, your sins have been forgiven." And not only have your sins been forgiven, all your bad deeds have been changed into good deeds. You see the difference? That a gathering and that looks simple in the court of Allah is grand. In a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam nahana rabbihi jalla subhanahu says, "Inna lillahi malaikatun yatufuna fi turuq." Allah Rabbul Izza has a specific type of angels that roam the streets. Yaltamisuna ahla dhikr. They seek and search out a gathering in which people have sat together to remember Allah and remember the deen. And when they find such a gathering, they make the proclamation, "Halummu ila hajatikum," come to what we were seeking and searching for, we have found it. So angels start to pour around that gathering, and this is a hadith of Qudsi, around that gathering, and they pile up on top of each other until they reach the heavens in a pillar of light. And so long as you're in this gathering, they're making dua for you. Thousands upon thousands, or billions upon millions, or billions, ya Rabb, and making dua, "Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, bless them." When the gathering expires and you get up to leave, they go to the Lord of the heavens and earth, the one who knows everything. And Allah Rabbul Izzah asks them, "How did you find my servants?" You know, when a father is happy with his children, he will tell uncle, "You know, how do you see how is the son?" وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There is no example, no comparison with Allah Rabbul Izzah. But the Lord, Allah Rabbul Izzah, asks the angels, "How did you find my servants?" So they say, "يُسَبِّحُونَكْ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكْ." We found them doing tasbih, we found them glorifying you, magnifying you, praising you. So Allah Rasul Izzah says, "Have they seen me?" You know, if you see something awesome and beautiful, to praise it, you've seen it. But have they seen me? So they say, "No, Ya Rab, they haven't seen you." So Allah Rasul Izzah says, "And what if they had seen me? What would Now, without seeing me, they're praising me. What would they be like if they had seen you? If they had seen you, they would have praised you much more, glorified you much more, magnified you much more. So Allah Rabbul Izzah asks the angels, what do they want? Why the praise? What do they want? So they say, Ya Rabb, they're seeking your paradise. They're looking for Jannah. So the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'al al-Lima Yurid says, and have they seen Jannah? I've only been in your country for a couple of days, so I don't know of the great buildings and things here, but in our land in Australia, there's certain suburbs you go and the buildings are exquisite. You know, you can sit and look at it and go, SubhanAllah, you know, if I could live in that house and be in that house, you can daydream, you know. But that's having seen it. So Allah, Rabbul Izzah says they want Jannah, having never seen it. What if they had seen it? And may Allah, Rabbul Izzah, give me a new Jannah, Ya Rabb. إِلَى حِسَابٍ وَلَى عَذَابٍ. Just straight into Jannah. Not because we deserve it, but because He is merciful. Yeah? And وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. This is not something difficult with Allah Rabbul Izzah. He is the one who forgives the sins, وَلَا يُبَالِي, and doesn't even care. Out of His infinite mercy, have hope in the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah, that Ya Rabb, enter this عبد الذليل بين يديك into Jannah without حساب عليه. And if you were to see Jannah, if you were to live through Jannah, what would be your situation? Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya lillahi darruh says, فَكَيْفَ يَقْدِرُ قَدْرَ دَارٍ غَرَسَهَا اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. And how can we imagine an abode beautified by Allah Himself? فَكَيْفَ يَقْدِرُ قَدْرَ دَارٍ غَرَسَهَا اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ وَجَعَلَهَا مَقَرًّا لِأَحْبَابِهِ وطهرها من كل عيب وآفة ونقصان. How can you imagine an abode where Allah Rabbul Izzah has beautified it Himself, where He has freed it from all defects and faults and flaws? And then, in a language only befitting to Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah lillahi darruh, He goes to give you a little glimpse. It's فَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ أَرْضِهَا وَتُرْبَتِهَا فَهِيَ الْمِسْكُ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ سَقْفِهَا فَهُوَ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. If you were to ask about the soil of Jannah, فَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ أَرْضِهَا, of its floor, وَتُرْبَتِهَا, in its soil, فَهِيَ الْمِسْكُ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ, then it is the perfume of mist and the spices of za'faran. Za'faran by weight is heavier than gold and diamond. فَهِيَ الْمِسْكُ وَالزَّعْفَرَانِ. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ سَقْفِهَا فَهُوَ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. And if you ask about the ceilings of Jannah, it is the عرش of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Can you imagine an abode like that? وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ مِلَاطِهَا فَهُوَ الْمِسْكُ الْأَزْفَرُ. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ حِسْبَائِهَا فَهُوَ اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْجَوْهَرُ. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ بِنَائِهَا فَلَبِنَةٌ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَلَبِنَةٌ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ لَا مِنَ الْحَطَبِ وَخَشَبٍ. وَإِنْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ أَشْجَارِهَا فَمَا فِيهَا مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ إِلَّا وَسَاقُهَا مِنْ ذَهَبٍ. If you were to ask about its cement, it is mist. And if you were to ask about its bricks, it is silver and gold, not wood and clay. And if you were to ask about its trees, there's not a tree in Jannah except that the trunk is made of pure gold. And the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will ride for 100 years under the shade of one tree and not be able to come out of its shade. And the trunk is pure gold. You know, you buy your wife a ring or a necklace and you walk on cloud nine for a few days, I have bought you gold. So Allah Rabbul Izzah made the trunk. Can you, like, gold by itself is overwhelming. You go to a hotel where they have painted the doors golden, you're amazed. And if it was pure gold, you will sit there and hold it, you know. But Allah, the trunks of Jannah are gold. imagine an abode. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "دخلت الجنة, I entered Jannah, فَإِذَا أَنَا بِقَصْرٍ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ, and in front of me came a palace of pure gold." Our mother Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha wa Allah, Jibreel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Khadija al-Kubra is about to enter into the room and she's carrying a platter for you. أَقْرِئْهَا السَّلَام مِنْ رَبِّهَا. Say salam to her from Allah. Oh, you want to see maqam? You know, a friend sends you salam, you go, wa alaykum as-salam. Your teacher sends you salam, say, oh, my ustaz, wa alaykum as-salam. Imagine the prime minister sends you salam, you go, wah, he mentioned my name. Then imagine, a king, imagine the prophet sends you salam. And then imagine the Lord of the Prophet sending you salam. أَقْرِئْهَا السَّلَامُ. I have been sent Jibreel. ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينَ مُطَاعٍ ثَمَّ أَمِينَ. That mighty Jibreel sent from above the seventh heaven. On the journey, go to where? To Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad. Tell him what? To say salam. To who? To Khadijat Kubra. From who? مِنْ رَبِّهَا. Allah has sent me to say salam to Khadija. أَقْرِئْهَا السَّلَامُ مِنْ رَبِّهَا. And then Jibreel says, وَمِنِّي. And say salam to her from me too. وَبَشِّرْهَا بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَدٍ. وَالْقَصَدِ فِي اللُّغَةِ اللُّؤْلُؤَ مُجَوَّفَ. And give her the good news of a house made from qasab. And qasab linguistically is a single unadulterated pearl. So give her the good news that Allah has made for her a palace from a single pearl. So this is Jannah. It's 2 seconds, there's not much time to talk about Jannah, but this is Jannah. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, have they seen it? So the angel says, no, Ya Rabb, they haven't. So what did they have seen it? He goes, Ya Rabb, they would have praised you much more and honored you much more and glorified you much more and rushed towards it much more. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, what are they afraid of? What do they want protection from? He said, Ya Rabb, they're afraid of your Jahannam. And have they seen Jahannam? May Allah save me and you from Jahannam. Jahannam. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and the fire was kindled for 1,000 years of Jahannam. 1,000 years. And it became red hot. So Allah Rabbul Izzah ordered it burn 1,000 more. So it burnt 1,000 more until it became white hot. So the Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alul Lima Yurid ordered it burn 1,000 more. So it became black hot. We don't know black fire on earth. The highest is, the blue-white flame. And today Jahannam rages thick and black. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that in the day of judgment, Jahannam will be brought. Jahannam will be brought with 70,000 bridles. You know what goes in the mouth of the horses to control it? 70,000 bridles. Each bridle is held by 70,000 angels. And yet when Jahannam sees humankind, it hisses towards them. Angry, because the Lord of Jahannam is angry on the day of judgment. قال تعالى وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم. Jahannam will be brought. And the heat of Jahannam, me and you cannot bear, you will evaporate in Jahannam. So Allah Rabbul Izzah makes you big enough to be able to bear the punishment of Jahannam. And the Prophet said, the mole teeth of a Jahannami is the size of the mountain of Uhud. If you go to Medina, you will find a huge mountain covering the horizon. Some people make the mistake, they think it is a Jabal al-Ramah, the little hill, it's Uhud is behind it. It's a mountain range. So the molar teeth will be made the size of Jahannam. It will be made so big that your teeth in compare will be the size of Jahannam, because your normal pukey bodies won't bear the heat of Jahannam. And then قال تعالى كلما نضجت جلودهم بدلناهم جلودا غيرها ليذوق العذاب. Every time your skins burn away in Jahannam, Allah will fashion you with skins and you ليذوق العذاب. So the punishment of Jahannam you can taste. And life when you're in prison and it gets too difficult and you think خلاص I will kill myself. And Allah Rabbul Izzah orders the angels of in Jahannam in the Akhirah to get death, and he slaughters death. So he looks at the people of Jannah and says, Khuludun fala maut, Khuludun fala maut. And he looks at the people of Jahannam and says, Khuludun fala maut, eternity and no death, eternity and no death. There's no more death after this. So there's no way out. Anyway, my purpose isn't to depress you. So point is, Allah Rabbul Izzah asks, have they seen Jahannam? And the angels say, no, Ya Rabb, they haven't seen it. So the Dhul Arsh al-Majid al-Fa'al al-Lima Yurid asks, what if they had seen it? You know, if you see the flames of Jahannam, if you hear the screams of Jahannam, if you smell the spungent odor of Jahannam, you wouldn't dream of sin again. So the angels say, had they were to have seen it, they would have run from it much more, praised you much more, honored you much more. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, I make you my witnesses, Ya Malaikati, Anni Qad Ghafartu Lahum, that I have forgiven them all sitting in that masjid in my remembrance. So the angels say, Ya Rabb, there's this person that came to the gathering. He didn't come to listen to the dars. He wasn't here as part of the dhikr. He came lihajati, for his own need. He wanted to speak to his brother also. So what should we do with this one? So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, don't separate between friends. If I have forgiven him, I have forgiven him. So you sit in a humble little place, historical place, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. And it is easy to lose focus of what this is in the eyes of the Creator. So I have just tried to give you a little realization so that you go home tonight and you go, Alhamdulillah, that I was in a gathering in which Allah's name was mentioned. Alhamdulillah, I sat in a gathering of ilm. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah accept it from me and from you. The topic that is advertised is different to the topic that I thought the topic was, because I'm doing a series, and I have covered this a couple of nights ago, so in my series I'm somewhere else. But I will honor the advertisement, inshallah ta'ala, but for the recorders, someone else might have uploaded it before you, so it's Allah al-Musta'an. In the world, there's consensus amidst the scientists and engineers, amidst doctors and lawyers, amidst sheikhs and ulama, amidst du'at, and amidst bishops, and amidst priests, and amidst monks. Everyone has reached an agreement that no man will stay there. Everyone is in agreement that kullu nafsin, كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul will taste death. There is not a single person that will live forever. وما كان لبشر أن يأتيه الله الخلد. There is not a person that Allah will give eternity to. Every man, كل نفس ذائقة الموت, will die. And there is no guarantee that you will be 40 or 14. I have seen 14-year-old die. I have seen 40 die. I have seen very elderly die and very young die. It knows no age. And that is something you cannot hide from, you can't run from. قُلَّنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ وَإِذَا لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Say, you can't run from it, you can't hide from it, you can't outmaneuver it. Wherever you are, death will catch up to you. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you were to build 45 towers for yourself and furnish it with the latest technology and make it airtight and put infrared radiation and put sensor movement missiles and put whatever you want, death will come and catch you. Think about it, my dear brother. An aeroplane is flying thousands of feet above the surface of the earth, traveling at speed unimaginable to man. Inside the aeroplane, the man holds his heart, and falls down dead. And they say he had a heart attack. I say, no, the angel came and took his own. قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ. Say that angel I signed to you will come and take your ruh when the time comes. So death is a reality. And when death comes, it is part of the journey of the soul where the soul departs from the body. And the ahadith tell us that when a person reaches the pangs of death, reaches the precipice of death, the angels will come and sit from him the distance of an eyesight, so he can see them on that side. He madda basar, eyesight distance. And they will sit with his coffin. And then he can see. There comes a moment where he sees, where the hijab is lifted. قَالَ تَعَالَى فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٍ. Eyes that day like steel, as in it cuts through the hijab. Do you understand? So he sees that there was an elderly pious person that died in our hearts. And he's on his deathbed with his family. And he looks out and he says, make way for the guests. Make way for the guests. And they look, what guests that? And then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad. And he died. So death will come. And then at the precipice of death, you will see a reality. And the reality is the angels come, and from their faces you will know on which side you are. And that's why, I don't know if my Allah protect you, if you've seen a person die, the eyes fixate. Because they see what you do not see. And the utterances you won't know, subhanAllah, a young man in Egypt was dying. Good brother. And good to his parents. Youngsters be good to your parents. So he was dying. And his friends and brothers are with him, and the ladies are in another room. So, all of a sudden he says, no, it can't be. My mom hasn't permitted. He says, no, it can't be. My mom hasn't permitted. So they go get his mom, auntie, he's saying strange things. So the mom came next to him, and she says, son, I am your mom. Son, I am your mom. Son, I am your mom. So he says, mom, there are these two girls on my bed. They're proposing to marry me, and I'm saying, no, not tell my mother this. So she said, go, I give permission. So he said his kalima in way. These are realities science and medicine are oblivious to. It exists. So Allah Rabbul Izzah has sent from the heavens for him what will be his inshallah on the other side to come. وَقَالَ يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah will reaffirm the believers at the point of death and in the grave. So at that point the soul will leave the body. And the catch is here. The way you live, that is the way you will die. And the way you die, that is the way you will be resurrected. If you lived on the obedience of Allah, you will die on the obedience of Allah. If you lived on the disobedience of Allah, you will die on the disobedience of Allah. If every morning you wake up for Fajr, on the day you die, you will also wake up for Fajr. And if every morning you miss Fajr, on the day you will be dying, you will also miss Fajr. If every day you're listening to Islamic lectures, you will die having listened to Islamic lectures. If every day you're watching filth, you will die watching filth. Because the youngsters are here, I will give an example. I was listening to one of the shuyukh, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah bless him with khair. He said in one of the Muslim countries, a young man went to his room and he's got a computer there. And one thing led to another, and he ended up on a lewd site. And then he got up, locked the door, undressed, and in that state, with that filth on the screen, he started screaming. And the mom starts to panic. She's trying to keep the door open, and she can't open the door. She rushed and got the neighbor from downstairs. The young neighbor's son came upstairs, and the man is screaming. And as they try and open the door, the screaming stopped, and they kicked the door open, and the man is dead, naked, with the filth on the screen, and Allah Rabbul Izzah took his life like that. كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ The way you live, that is the way you die, and the way you die, that is the way you'll be resurrected. Imagine in the plains of Hashr, there will be people who will be resurrected screaming out, لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ They died performing Hajj, so they will be resurrected saying the like. And there are those who die in Sajda, so in the plains of resurrection, سُبْحَانَ الْخَالِقُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ Humankind will be resurrected, and they will be resurrected in sajda to their Lord. Can you imagine the honor? And there are those, there's so many to say, Allah divine. And they called our Sheikh Muhammad Hassan in Egypt. They said, Sheikh, this lady's hands are locked, one on top of the other. So the sheikh said, go and ask how she died. So they came back, sheikh, he died in Salah. She died in Salah, hand on hand in Qiyam. So the sheikh said, you can't separate the hands. Put the kafan on top. She's supposed to be resurrected like this on the day of judgment. So those who died, lived on piety, will die on piety. My sheikh, my Allah Rabbul Izzah granted the choicest of his mercies. His brother was giving a khutbah on the minbar, and on the minbar he said for Jalsatul Istiraha, you know, between the two khutbahs he said, and he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, and died. Can you imagine in the Day of Judgment on the minbar of the Rasul, he is giving the talk on the deen of Allah. People died on that. And I remember a young lad came to us some years ago crying, and the sheikh asked his condition. He said, my father died in the act of zina. My father died in the act of zina. Is there forgiveness for him? Will Allah forgive? So كَمَا تَعِيشُونَ تَمُوتُونَ وَكَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تَحْشَرُونَ So my dear brothers, ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to grant me a new personal khatimah. May Allah give us a good ending. And Allah not disgrace us in our endings. So then, the ruh leaves the body and it goes to another domain called Hayat al-Barzakh. Ibn al-Qayyim lillahi darruh says, Allah Rabbul Izzah has created three abodes. The first is the dunya. I mean, you know the dunya. The next is the abode of barzakh. And the third is Darul Qarar, as in the Akhirah and Jannah and Jahannam. As with regards to this world, he says the laws are on the body and it affects the soul. So for example, the body has been told to do the salah. You do the salah, the soul gets affected. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. It affects the spiritual world. But the command has been, and the actions have been commanded on the body. In Hayat al-Barzakh, the commandment is on the soul, but it affects the body. So he gives the example, imagine two people asleep, and one is having a nightmare and one is having a good dream. The one having a nightmare is in sweat, his body is itching, his hands are in anxiety. The other one doesn't even know this one's having a nightmare. Because his soul is experiencing that difficulty. Because during sleep, the soul leaves the body. So, therefore, in Hayat al-Barzakh, he says the commandment and the actions are on the soul, but it affects the body. So, when the angel comes and sits away from the person dying, Malakul Maut will come and sit on his head, and I don't mean on the physical head, he will sit above his head. And then for the righteous person, he orders the ruh to come out. And the hadith says the ruh will come out like a water drips. You know, drops form, falls out, a simple, sweet, smooth, gentle. And he barely holds it, and the angels come and they wrap it in the coffin. And the coffin is filled with fragrance, with the best of hanout and misk and so on and so forth. And you would have heard, if you haven't seen, when the very pious pass away, fragrance comes in the room. And don't think, you know, the Ustaz has become very strange in his speeches. وَلَدَيْنَا دَلِيلٌ. When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, the wives of the Prophet say, as his hand fell, the room was filled with fragrance. Salama radiallahu anha says, I placed my hand on the blessed chest of the Rasul, and Friday came and Friday went, Friday, and I did my washing, my wudu, and my eating, and the perfume was still on my hand. In our country, at the time of the Russian invasion, there was this young, wonderful young man who sacrificed beyond expectation. And when he passed away, perfume would come out of his grave. You know, we saw this. So Allah honors, and he's wrapped in that perfumed, honored, elegant garb, and the angels go up with him to the heavens. And every group of angels that pass them, they say, who is this good soul that you carry? So they mention the beautifulest names of this person, Sheikh this, and Imam this, and Allama this, and Zahid this, and Taqi this, and Nabi this. They give you the most honorable of terms. And they go up to the first heavens, and permission is sought, and they say, who have you brought? And they give, the introduction. This is, humans give introductions too, you know, this. Especially, I think, in your countries, you give a lot of nice introductions, you know. Fadilat al-Sheikh al-Allama, al-Fakhr al-Fakhama, and you see the old books, mashallah, you read the old books, a few sentences goes just in explaining the honor of the Sheikh. So, they will give the introduction, so the angels say, welcome, bring him through. And he goes to second, third, fourth, seventh heaven. And Allah Rabbul Izzah orders the ruh to go back. And it will come back and it will stay in the hayat of Barzakh. But his qabr will be expanded, it will be filled with light, it will become rawdatun min riyad al-jannah. A door will be opened, he will look and he will see his abode in Jannah. And in that anticipation, he will wait, hoping, Ya Rab, bring the Qiyamah so I can go. And then, because it's a long time waiting, we need companionship, so he looks in his room, another person comes there with him, and his face is pleasant, you know, bright, happy. So he goes, Allah bless you, who are you? Your face brings good news. So he goes, I am your good deeds, I will be with you till Qiyamah comes. And for the wretched soul who spent his life in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the angels come but they scare me and they sit there. And then this one comes above your head and the ruh is pulled out like a thorn is pulled from wool. And we barely hold it and it is wrapped in the wretched cloak. And as they go up, every angel curses and they mention you with the worst of names. As you reach the first heavens, the gates do not open. And you're chucked back onto the world. And there, your qabr becomes restricted and confined, dark and narrow. And hifra min hifra in Iran, a door of Jahannam will open to it, its blaze will catch you. And then you look and an ugly, uncomfortable, miserable face has joined you and he says, I am your bad deeds, I will be your company till Qiyamah comes. And for the righteous, as they carry you towards your grave, on the next, you know, when they bring your janazah, the righteous says, hurry up, let's go. And the wretched says, where are you taking me? Where are we going? Let's not go. And as soon as the people start walking off the graveyard, the mayyit will hear you again, your footsteps as you walk, as he's being prepared for the question. And when the angel comes, it sits you up, and they ask you the questions, Ma Rabbuk, who was your Lord? The righteous person, he spent all his life in the recognition of Allah and in the obedience of Allah and the worship of Allah. Allah is his life. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ The greatest love of the believer is Allah. So his heart knows him, his body knows him, his forehead knows him, his sajda knows him. So he says, who was your Lord? He says, Allah. It is natural, it is Allah. What is your deen, Islam? And what did you say about the one that was sent to you? He goes, oh, he is our Muhammad Rasulullah. And for the wretched who never knew his Lord, who never knew Salah, who never knew Khair, the angel comes and like the movies, who was your Lord? He goes, ah. And the verses of the hadith, ah. What Lord? Ooh, what is your deen? And again, the miserable, And again, who was that man? And that is the beginning of the bad news. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, Allah, when he used to come to the graveyards, he used to cry very bitterly. So they used to say, you know, we talk about Jannah and Jahannam in you, and you don't respond as much, and now we come to the qabr and you react so strongly. So he says, the Prophet said, this is the beginning of the akhirah. If this goes good, everything else will go good. If this goes bad, everything else will go bad. So my Allah Rabbul Izzah, make our akhirah good and give us a good ending. Muslims, remember this. This world is only for a few days. Go look at the graveyards. Go look at the graveyards. No one lives forever. Wallahi al-azim, no one lives forever. And wallahi, there's no guarantee that you will not die today or tomorrow. There was a brother working with us, probably in his 30s or early 40s, and working very hard to make ends meet, to, you know, put our money on the side for the family. He used to work full time in our institution, and then he used to drive taxi after that. And so after a while, he took a holiday and went back to India. When we arrived in India over the school holidays, we got the call that the man died. He's saving money for, you know, to whatever his murad and purpose is. And he thought if he doesn't work, his children will die. He died and the children are left behind. So my dear brothers, concentrate and live for the akhirah. Whoever chases the dunya becomes like a shadow. You keep chasing it, you don't get anywhere. You understand? You're chasing, no one's ever happy. The stomach and the hunger and the neediness of man doesn't finish except with sand. You know, when death comes, that's the only thing that will satisfy him. Otherwise, the billionaire still feels poor, he wants more money. The poor still feels poor, he wants more money. Everyone, the greed doesn't end. So be cognizant of that and live for the akhirah. And if you live for the akhirah and the dunya chases you like a shadow. Al-ajib, the dunya, you run from it runs to you, you run to it runs from you. You look at the ashab. The ashab left their houses in Makkah and they came to Medina al-Munawwarah. They live very rough lives, you know, you've heard the ahadith, the Prophet ﷺ, the five stones on his stomach, and Khayb and Khandaq. They were very poor. But then Allah Rabbul Izzah opened the doors for them. And you look at what Allah Rabbul Izzah had given some of the ashab so far as wealth and things of concern, you can't imagine. You've heard the story of Uthman ibn Affan camp with the caravan, you know, endless camels in a row, and it gave us all for salah. So don't chase the dunya too much, don't get clogged up with it too much. Your best investment in this world and the next are your children. Bring them up decent, bring them up as wholesome members of society, bring them up people who will become helpers and aiders of humanity as opposed to the cause of his headaches and destruction. And teach them and teach yourselves to make your goal the akhirah, and that will be your success in this life and the next. May Allah Rabbul Izzah accept from us this journey that we have taken towards you, and may Allah Rabbul Izzah honor you and bless you and accept you and guide you and guard you and have mercy upon you. And may Allah Rabbul Izzah join us together, if not in this world, then in Firdaus al-A'la. فقلت ما قلت إن تكو حسنة فمن الله وإن تكو سيئة فمن نفسي والشيطان والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.